Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Oh 3444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. I'm Ian Lee. You are
Catherine Boyle.
Welcome to the Sonic Feedback. Gotta love the Sonic Feedback.
Bit of Larson.
The Larson effect, of course. The posh, the correct term, not posh. No, let's not be elitist. The correct term for feedback, the Larson effect, named after Larson. Don't know his first name.
The Far Side.
No. Is it? I don't think it's the same guy. It's a Swedish scientist who was, I guess, was just like dicking around with a microphone in a laboratory. Anyway, that was Norman and Norma from the new album from the Divine Comedy, which it's not a good look. I didn't know this was out until yesterday. Someone tweeted me and said, "Have you heard the new Divine Comedy album?" I went, "Wait, what? What the hell?" And this is why. I am angry about this. So we've got Neil Hannon on the line now. Neil, why the hell didn't you tell me about a new album? Why didn't you tell me, man? I thought we were friends. What is this?
You didn't write, you didn't call.
Outrageous.
I've commanded everybody in the world not to tell you that there was a new album.
I see, I've offended you that much, have I? I just thought I was being a fan.
No, it was just an elaborate practical joke.
It's like, what is it, The Truman Show? This album doesn't exist, but now it's been constructed so that I think it does exist. It does exist. We're just having what I believe they call classic bants. Tell us. It came out. It's only been out a while, hasn't it? Office Politics. Well, has it been out?
A week.
Okay.
Since last Friday.
Okay. Well, listen. I'll be honest. I don't watch Top of the Pops anymore. I don't have cable TV, so I can't see you on MTV, Neil. So I'm not up to date with these things. Yeah. So a week.
That's quite all right. I've been all over Top of the Pops.
Yeah, and those wardrobe malfunctions were quite something.
Is it true that when you went on Top of the Pops, a record, whatever the record was, it slipped down the charts?
It's quite possible. I don't know that story myself.
I
think you too had that for their first single. You're tarring me with a different Irish brush.
It's just a revenge attack, Neil, for not telling him about the album.
Revenge brushing.
It's the accent. It's like I file, you know, I've got black music, I've got Irish music. You guys are all the same. Neil, you're not on...
Steady
now. Well, as I was about to say, listen, because these are dangerous times. You're not on Twitter, are you, as a human being? You're not on there.
As a human being, I don't do the media that is social. I don't do anything social, really.
Good.
You know, it's not just media.
Well, I was wondering if you... We've had a few of my heroes and a few of my pop stars and a few of my favourite radio presenters have been, you know, racist on Twitter. I just wondered if maybe... I don't know. It's a strange way to open an interview, but is there anything racist you want to say? It's very... That and cocaine are very trendy at the moment.
Okay. No, I think I'll steer clear of all that.
Well done.
No, I mean, to be honest, it did cross my mind when all of this was happening to other people that if I was on something like that, it's almost you know, impossible yeah. not to accidentally say the wrong thing at yeah. some point. So I'm glad I'm not there.
No, you're right. Yeah. I had a week where I, it was 2 weeks, where I had to defend myself against transphobia, accusations of anti-Semitism, and accusations of just general racism. And I had to come out and do a lot of firefighting just because I'd liked the wrong tweets. Oh, my God. Anyway, right. Office yeah, Politics yeah. is the album. I love the cover, man. I love the look.
Thank you.
You're rocking. You're looking a bit like Mackenzie Crook there, it has to be said, which is not a bad thing.
I don't know what I look like, but I was just trying to... We were trying to have one of those big sort of late 70s double album covers, you know, where you yeah. get lost in the action. And inside it as well is really cool with, like, the office party. I enjoyed putting it all together with some... Very clever people, yeah.
I have ordered it. It's coming. I haven't got it yet. I've only heard the singles because that's the kind of guy I am. I want to play it all in one go. Do you... You were on the phone there and we're playing Norman and Norma. Do you like hearing your own stuff being played? Do you still get a thrill from it, or does it you
I was
shrivel?
Picking it to pieces while I was listening to it on the phone.
Yeah.
I was just going, sharp, flat, sharp, out of time. But that's the same with every record I've ever made. It's just impossible to ever really get them completely 100% right, you know? You'll never hear it done right, ever. Sorry.
But that's the joy of it. That's the how do you do it? You're not cutting it all live, are you? I'm assuming obviously you're not using the auto-tune and those tricks.
I'm going to admit readily to occasionally, you know, when you don't have the time to kind of go in and do yet another vocal take, to using a machine to yep. sharpen a note, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't stand it when they just use it as of right, you know, all the way through a vocal, and kind of it just sounds like it's being come out of the machine, and it's kind of pointless being a human if you're going to sing like that, you know? We do it differently for every song, you know. It's literally whatever that song requires, we'll try and do. And Norman and Norma, we got wrong the first time,
right.
And went back into the studio like a year later and re-recorded it. And you know, second time lucky.
What was different? What was wrong?
Rhythmically, it was a bit clunky the first time,
right.
So the second time it kind of flowed better, and also there was slightly different sort of instrumentation to give it more of a 80s sheen the second
time. You're still making videos. There's a lovely video for that. There's a great video for Q Jumper. Someone said, have you seen
you
this?
You like that one?
Oh, I love it. It's very... Someone on Twitter suggested it's very like the Kenny Everett video show.
Yeah, we were going for like 1981, you know, those real kind of white out studios
yeah.
with like, you know, Madness videos when they were just kind of arsing around in the studio. I loved those. And Buggles and things like that.
Buggles.
Yeah, that's the vibe we were going for.
Buggles, the first video played on MTV, I believe.
That is correct.
Well, thank you very much. That's 5 points to me. Well done. It's Ian Lee versus Neil Hannon in useless music information.
Trivia off.
Here's the thing, right? I am an old man. I don't watch TV anymore. Where do videos go now? I suppose it's all online, isn't it? I suppose. It's all clicks.
Yeah. I mean, for a while it was worrying because I thought they were going to be unnecessary, you know, made completely obsolete. But actually... People watch the YouTube. Quite often, if they hear a new song, they'd actually go to YouTube
yeah.
and look it up there first. And so visuals are quite useful
yeah.
to go along with them. Yeah. But we don't spend as much as we used to on them. I'll say that.
Well, you were kind of in your pop star peak was sort of the mid to late 90s when there was still a lot of money in the music industry. So I'm guessing, you know, for the huge hits like National Express and stuff like that, they must have been chucking piles of cash at those videos.
Oh, I'm incredibly wealthy. It's just like oozing out of every pore. That's why I'm still making records 30 years.
I don't mean you personally. You would, of course, have wasted it on champagne and cigars. I get that. That's the lifestyle. But the videos, were they chucking like hundreds of thousands of pounds at your videos back then?
No, not hundreds of thousands, but you definitely be maybe spending 30 or 40 grand
right.
on them back
right.
then. Now, if you would never want to get as close, you know, to 10, really, on them. Yeah.
Chris,
would it be a force?
It would be. But also, you know, you can just film it on an iPhone. Get some kid to film it on an iPhone these days. That's a fiver.
I've often thought about it, actually.
I think it could be done. Wasn't there a movie released recently that was all shot on iPhone?
Yes, there was. I can't remember what it was, though.
No, I remember it was one of those things that sounded interesting in concept.
Oh, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
That was it. Yeah. Hey, have you seen the film Booksmart?
No, but I like the posters. I'll go and watch it just because of the posters.
I went and saw it today because I had a few hours. I went and saw it. It's very funny.
Is it?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious.
And he hates everything, Neil.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, I do too. So, great. That means I'll like it.
Okay, you're definitely liking it. If you don't, well, then I'm paying for the pick and mix. You had a friend of the show, Chris Difford, is on this record. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Absolutely obsolete. I was singing the chorus and it sort of came out all Cockney and I thought it sounded a bit like him. So I phoned him up and he said yes. And it's really weird when that happens.
Now, when you say you phoned him up, right, have you got, you know, your Chris Difford's number, or did you have to, like, go to a friend and say, you did a thing with Squeeze, or...?
Well, I mean, I'd met him once or twice over the years, but actually it's because... Simon Little, my bass player, has played with him a bit.
Right.
So he had his number. Chris regrets giving it to Simon now.
Hello, this is Chris Difford. Yeah, this is Neil Hannah. Just wondering if you can play on my record. Yeah, sure, no worries.
That's exactly what it was like.
Wow. What a world we live in where that's possible.
Isn't it extraordinary? But, I mean, it is. The extraordinary thing is that I grew up, you know, looking at him on Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that now he's singing on my record is quite sort of perverse in a way. But I'm very grateful to him.
Of course, because I'm one of those guys that has to have everything. I'm a middle-aged, lonely, divorced man. So I buy, you know.
A collector.
I'm a collector. I've bought the deluxe version. What am I getting for the extra £2?
Pretty coloured vinyl.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, hang on. Is it the vinyl?
Oh, no, I'm getting the CD. I'm getting the CD.
Oh, the CD. Oh, right. You get... I wrote a musical version of Swallows and Amazons with Tom Morrison, Helen Edmondson, and it's the original sort of piano demos on a second CD for that. Looks very nice.
We're going to sneak some of those out next week. And is there... I hate to, but I have to, because it was in the papers today. Father Ted, the musical, is that happening?
It is. Oh, yeah, totally. We're a year into the process.
Wow.
And workshopping next week, and lots of actors singing and dancing. And, it's going to be super. Very entertaining.
I love your salesman skills. Yeah, it's going to be very entertaining. You really.
That's my limit of salesmanship.
Well done. Good.
I'm rubbish.
No, you're not rubbish. Your salesmanship is in the beauty of your melodies and your wonderful magical lyrics.
We're coming.
How is Thomas Walsh?
He's actually going to have an operation soon, but he's in tip-top form. Yeah.
Okay, well,
he'll be a new man when you next see him.
Well, I suppose that keeps him quiet for a little bit.
Well, no, it won't, will it?
A little bit.
under anaesthetic, he'll still be whanging on for hours.
Of course he will.
Quite possibly, telling people off, yeah.
I love Thomas so much. Right, listen, the album is... Office Politics. Where is now? Is there a best place to get it? I'm always reluctant to recommend Amazon. Is there a place where you get more cash?
Our shop. Just go to the Divine Comedy website, and we will sell it to you.
Okay,
that is the place to do it.
And that's also that's where there's a list of tour dates as well. You're doing a tour all around Europe, September and October, right?
October, yeah, the Apollo in London. Looking forward to that. It's a big venue. Please come.
That's it. Now listen.
More salesmanship.
Well, no, this is. Please come. But that's what we used to call back in the day the Hammersmith Odeon. I've seen Crosby, Stills and Nash there, and some other old people. That's a big old venue.
I saw Kate Bush there. That was one of my highlights.
Did you go? My sister went to that. She said it was magic.
Yes, I was like that close to Kate's foot. when she was being carried, sort of stretcher bearered off at one point.
Are you planning anything like that?
Her pinky.
Are you planning a big extravaganza? I think we know the answer.
I don't know what we. I haven't thought about the live show yet. I'm sure it'll be pretty mental because they generally are.
They're always fun.
And we'll play lots of tunes and people will have good times.
Oh, we had. Yeah. We came to the last show you did in Manchester.
Yes.
What a venue!
Oh, well, and that was a show.
It was amazing. Great, I'm glad you could feel it too, Neil, because there was a wave of affection in that room. Yeah, it was amazing.
Hmm. And also, there's a bunch of old friends from Anna, and they all got completely langered. And, it was the messiest backstage afterwards. It was ridiculous, but we had a good laugh.
Neil, we love you so much, and we love the Divine Comedy, and I'm looking forward to getting this new record. We're going to come and see you in Oxford. I think that's mm-hmm. where we're going to, yeah. Catherine, isn't it?
Right.
And we'll see you soon, man. Best of luck with the record. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you to you both, and thank you for your support. Thank you.
Always, Neil. Thank you. Neil Hannon, the Divine Comedy, always support that. The guy is just one of the best. I mean...
Don't be deceived by that delivery, because he can put on a show, that man.
And also, it's that voice, man. It's just that voice. I mean... and also, you know, all right, so you know them from the hits in the mid-90s, but check out the albums afterwards, because I would suggest they get better and better and better. We'll give you the link to the website and where you can get the record and stuff in a bit. Let's take a quick break. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.